Eat your heart out, Indiana Jones. Archaeologists have made a major discovery in rural Georgia, and it could actually affect what we think we know about the Civil War. They found, they say, some of the best preserved POW artifacts ever discovered at Camp Lawton. That's the country's largest Civil War prison camp. The camp was actually only open for 6 weeks, but almost 1,400 Union troops could have died there during that short period of time. We're not really sure. And at this point, less than 1% of the site has been surveyed, and already researchers have buttons, federal and European currency, and a pipe that comes out of their recent discoveries. We're joined now by Ricky Bevington. She's the host and executive producer of Georgia Public Radio and producing a story about the Camp Lawton discovery for PBS's NewsHour. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, Celeste.
Put this in perspective for people to kind of understand how big this find is.
It's a big find because the location is significant and the artifacts are significant. The location confirms the long suspected but never actually pinpointed place where about 10,000 federal prisoners of war lived in captivity over 6 weeks. And the artifacts are significant because they've remained untouched for nearly 150 years. They're really a window into the lifestyle of these prisoners.
Well, the Civil War is one of the most researched periods in American history. What do we not know about the Civil War at this point?
Well, what we don't know about the Civil War is really what we haven't yet found to confirm our suspicions of maps, of letters. There's a lot of scholarship, but we're never done exploring this era in American history. Camp Lawton was not lost to history, but it was certainly overshadowed by other projects and other archaeological finds. This was a 42-square-acre stockade that was essentially an open field enclosed by a high wall. Think several football fields made of dirt, except when the Confederates had to evacuate this prison as Sherman was advancing from Atlanta to Savannah, it went untouched. It was forgotten. This land was forgotten. It wasn't cultivated for farmland. There wasn't a city nearby. So what we don't know is really what's lying under the earth there.
Well, tell me about what they have actually found. I said a moment ago that they found some currencies and a pipe. What else have they found?
They found buttons. They found buckles. And again, as you said, less than 1% of the land has been excavated. And they're being very careful. They're telling me that it's going to take decades to really do this right because it's such a huge area, and they want to be careful when they're digging some of this stuff up. But the most significant find is this clay pipe, Celeste. It's very personal. It really is an insight into the lifestyle of a prisoner there. A white clay tobacco pipe was classic at that era in American history, but this prisoner melted down bullets so that the bowl of the pipe is made of metal, which would have been very heavy for him to hold in his mouth, this metal bowl. And so his teeth marks, he would have used his teeth to hold up the pipe, are still in this pipe.
Wow, it's fascinating. They actually made the discovery about 8 months ago, and I, as I understand, security is tight there. They don't want any of these artifacts disappearing, right, Ricky?
Some of these artifacts are worth hundreds of dollars, Celeste. We have to protect them from relic hunters.
Ricky Bevington, host and executive producer for Georgia Public Broadcasting. She's producing a story about the discoveries at Camp Lawton for PBS NewsHour. Thanks so much, Ricky.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.